All right, today is Tuesday, November 9th, 2021. Time now is 5:17 p.m. I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order and start off with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 1B, adoption of the agenda.
I'm going to adopt the agenda for the meeting of November 9th.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye. And item 2, call to the public. Nothing. Moving on to item 3, consent agenda. Approval of the amendments for the regular board meeting, October
19, 2021. I have no changes.
No changes.
All right. Presentation of the October financial report and the approval of the October vouchers.
Yes. October was a busy month. There were 5 Fridays, so I did an expense voucher every Friday. So there, you'll see 5 listed on the sheet, and then there's copies of the 5 towards the back. And there were 3 paydays in October. So, we had the vouchers are there at the beginning after this page. And we spent some money, it shows it. But if you notice, the payroll vouchers are all within $100 or $400 of each other, pretty much, all the same. So it's not, well, we didn't pay anybody extra then because there was no large amounts there. The in expense, the bottom one, that's a little large, $2216. We paid the quarterly payment for the co-op out of that, so that was about half the payment there. So that was, and we paid for a new copy machine out of that voucher also. And the other large one, $2212 at the very top, that biggest amount was $15,000 for our health insurance. But the rest are pretty much normal every month bills.
On these voucher detail listings, I noticed that there's a ton of the voluntary deductions versus involuntary deductions.
Right.
So could you explain that?
The voluntary deductions are things like additional health insurance that they have for their spouses or children. It is also TSAs that people may have.
Retirement stuff.
And then there is Aflac and Colonial Life insurance in there that they have. The involuntary are mandatory ones with like our state retirement and Social Security, the federal taxes, those kinds, and are part of the health insurance.
And that's not because everybody has those certain ones, it's only the ones that really want, like the Aflac.
Right, if you don't sign up for that, you don't get it.
Okay. Yep. Right. And then designated versus voluntary and involuntary. On the undesignated, well, that's retirement fund.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, thank you, Donna.
Anything else?
Nope.
When the other thing you, I mean, you can always look at is when you look at the funds that it's coming out of, if it starts 001,
mm-hmm.
or if it starts 336. So if it goes into the 300s, that's going to get into our ESSER funding. So then you can see where that some of that money's coming from if you ever wondered where does it come from.
Okay.
In the 001s, that's just our regular M&O.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into the 300s, then we're digging out of those ESSER funds. So that's what some of the things we're using the ESSER funds for.
I assume that's what it was, that there were just such a large number of them, you know? State retirement and
you got to do each one individually, and then you put it all together, and
that's
then
a
you
lot.
Request a reimbursement.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Right now. I'm moving on to the latest grants our staff have received for donors.
Yeah, we had.
We don't have paper on that, do we, Tim?
No,
I didn't put anything except just on the agenda. We don't really get much except that at the end they give us a sheet that so we know what they received. So we have an itemized, we get an itemized detail of what they received. When they go for these, we either have donors choose, go. Sometimes there's a GoFundMe. There's one other one, too.
There was a different one. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, when they go for these grants, I know there have been a few questions, so I kind of explained it when the people were going for it. They go out to get these grants to do something or get something for their classroom. Miss Tellis got tables, okay? So she got tables for her whole classroom. She got, I think, three or four. I don't remember.
Three.
There were plenty of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is there only three?
I think so.
She was trying to get them so they looked alike.
Mm-hmm.
Is there only two?
There's only two. Okay.
Two tables, and then she got the little squishy seats.
Oh, okay. All right.
And some games.
Some of those motion seat type things that are mm-hmm. supposed to take energy out of kids that I don't think work. But anyway, that's beside the point. So explain to them that when they order it, just so they know, yeah, I did the grant, I got the tables. It's for my room until I leave, and when I leave, then it stays with the school. Because it's the school's, the only reason you can get the grant is because you work at the school.
Right.
So a lot of the stuff that they go out and get will, in many times, be consumable things. You know, they'll get supplies and different things. They can do stuff with their classrooms. So, you know, when they use it up, it's gone. But if it's anything like that, then, you know, the school gets something out of it, too, because after they're gone, then
you
know, or whenever they retire, if it isn't worn out by then, you know, yeah. So, like, we've had, I know Miss Bruno's got a couple. I know Miss Stone's got a couple. Who else has gotten some of those grants? In the last 2 years, we've gotten a good chunk of money and mm-hmm. a lot of supplies, so it's been helpful. I know that Julie Campos is working on writing some more grants for different people. You know, every dollar we get from grants is a dollar we don't have to spend. And it gives any. The nice thing about these is it gives the teachers what they want. They pick out and order it, and it gets sent to us, and there's no money, which is really nice because, you know, if they send money, then you can't give the money to the teacher. The teacher has to go out and spend the money, hand in the receipts, and then we have to reimburse it. And it's really kind of a pain in the butt.
So how do they get earmarked for particular people?
Like, because they're the ones that apply.
They're the ones that apply.
Yeah.
Linda, can you remember the other fund? It's not GoFundMe. It's one that's specifically targeted towards educational, like that, or something to that effect.
Donors Choose.
That's what Stone was. Huh?
The one that Ms. Stone uses is Donor Choose. And then there's another one that's an education something.
Right.
And all, but most of the people here have been using
Donors Choose seems to be the easiest.
To be the one.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
You put your wish list together, they find the people to donate. So, I mean, you know.
Although I knew that we had two kindergartens, so that's why I was wondering how that worked. If,
oh,
you know,
no,
she applied for it herself.
Right.
Yeah,
they all applied their own.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So, yeah, I mean, so, you know, that's about, what about, right around $2,000, maybe a hair over $2,000, so.
Yeah.
Nice to get mm-hmm. some of that stuff, and it's some things that we just wouldn't necessarily have the money or extra money for at the time, so. I think that's it.
I would like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye.
And moving on to action items. 4A, presentation, discussion, and possible vote on approval to increase substitute teacher pay.
All right. So around us, the teacher substitute pay is higher. We pay $97 a day. We don't get many subs, and so I guess my thought is we were able to give teachers $25 an hour to do it. We need a licensed person to come in, and if we can find a few people that'll come in and maybe somebody will do it when we raise it to $105, it's only $8 more, but it's moving it up a little bit. It's been at $97, well, at, for sure since I've been here, and I don't know how long before that. So I think just to try to get to be a little bit more competitive, 105 would be nice to offer. And it's fair, and Don and I have had different conversations about it. We talked first about just rounding it up to 100, and I thought, well, it's like $3. We're going to boost it, because it probably won't get boosted again for a while. We might as well, you know, go to 105, splurge a little bit. So
I think we sat at 90 for a long time, and even before, Linda, wasn't like 75 or something?
72.
And so we've gone incrementally, it's gone up a little bit. But how many stubs are we carrying right now?
Well, we have a list that you guys approved of about probably 14 or 15.
Oh, because we try to carry
anything. When they don't answer and they don't come, or they don't, they only want to do certain ages, or they're only here for certain parts of the year. So
that's why you have to have more than you really anticipate.
Exactly.
You need, or you can keep moving down the list. Yeah. Well, that's
good. You know, you just need to.
Okay.
And that's why I thought if we offered it a little bit more, maybe it would help a little too. So
it's kind of in the neck with the other school districts too. So.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Do you know what other school districts pay?
They're anywhere from 100 to 115 bucks around here. I think I've heard somebody paid 120, but that could be.
Is that Sierra Vista? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's kind of like the salary schedule. We're competitive now, but we're on the low end of it, but we're competitive.
Right.
So I think if we're the same with the sub pay, so we can be competitive even if we're on a little bit of the low end, just being able to say it's over $100, you know, because we have certain people who like the sub down here, and, you know, it's kind of more of a reward, because I think we've only had maybe four different people.
We've had somebody on that list for years.
One day.
Yeah.
Mr. Orley comes down.
I thought I heard.
Ms. Coons is going to be back.
Mr. O'Hearn was here.
Yeah, he was here one day.
Yeah.
So I think we've had four different people sub. So.
And sometimes we dirt and need them for long term.
Well, it's hard to fill all of them, and the half days are even harder. But the nice thing when the staff take a half a day. They're trying not to be gone the whole day to help us out, but it's hard to get somebody to come down right up a day.
Right.
So, you know, we fill it however we can.
And then you have flu season where you really need all the subs, you know. So.
We haven't hit that yet. We'll see.
Let's say flu-less season.
There you go. Flu-less would be nice. That was kind of what we had last year. So,
okay.
So yeah, I mean, I guess I would recommend that we go to 105. I mean, I actually thought of it being a little bit higher, but I think 105 is good, and we're still trying to make sure we have everything set and the budget is there, you know, because ultimately our goal is not having to have any staff cuts for the next 3 years. And if we can get out of this year and with the ESSER funding next year and have enough there so that with our state money and our federal money that come in, we don't have to make any cuts for 3 years, and then we see where we are, that's great. So that's what we've kind of had as a goal. I think this is very doable. It doesn't really damage us much, and I think it makes it a little nicer for kind of a little thank you to the people that come and help us out.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Yeah. I'd like to make a motion to approve the increase of substitute teachers from 97 to 105.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye. And moving on to the last action item, presentation discussion on the superintendent's evaluation.
All right. I just got a type from there. Sorry. Okay. In your packet is the same evaluation that you guys have used. I don't want to say forever, but there might have been a dinosaur around when it came out.
We had different ones. We had a bubble one before, and we did have several.
It's the one you guys have had. It's the same one we've used every year I've been here.
There have been different templates. So.
Yeah, and so in our policy it says we'll hand them out in November and we'll go through them in December. So you have, this is your homework. You have four pages of homework. Don't be like some of our students and make us call and remind you. No, but
the dog ate it.
The dog ate it. Yeah. So if you can go through that, and then we'll do that at the December meeting. I don't have anything to vote on with it, just to hand that out so that it's out.
And like me personally, I know that you can just go through and mark these boxes, but when I was president, I would always justify the vote, you know, just because it helps to make it clear about things that you've accomplishments and setbacks if that's part of the, you know.
Well, I think when you have some different comments, when Mr. Olmos has to write his statement, then it's easier for him to put something in it.
What?
After we have closed session and we go through the evaluation, Mr. Olmos has to write a statement for the next meeting.
Which is good.
That's right. To make some work.
Hopefully.
Work for that big check that he gets.
as the president, you mean?
Yeah. Yes.
That's always made notes, yeah. Right? Yeah, that big one.
So, yeah. All right. I don't have anything else for you to vote on tonight. I do want to talk to you about some things. As we move forward, some of them we'll end up voting. But I want to let you know some of the things that are going on and some of the different things. Is there anything else any of you guys wanted to talk about before we?
No, we're concluding action, right?
Yeah, we're off the action items.
Moving on to the superintendent's report.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Well, the superintendent report, I have a few different things. I already told you the boys basketball is undefeated. The girls softball team still has a perfect season going, as Mr. Page put it today also. They're on the different end of things, but they have been scoring runs, and they're getting a little bit better every game. So, you know, I know the first couple days when we were watching batting practice, he was worried that they wouldn't probably get a – unless they walked a lot, they might not get any runs. So they've been able to get some runs, and they've got some hits. And so – I'm amazed that with the basketball team, you know, they got to practice on the main floor for, I think, 2 weeks. And then ever since then, they've been practicing outside or half court in the gym. So our gym and the coach's room and the storage area are all redone from the flooding and the mold. And the insurance took care of everything. CRS.
Mm-hmm.
Construction came down and they did that and they cut out the gym floor. So there's a big enclosed H or oblong L or some kind of shape in the middle of the gym floor that goes all the way up to the free throw line and up and then along the sides where all the moisture got to. And so we're waiting to find out when they're going to come. They want it to make sure that it dries, because they don't want to put something down and then have it
bubble.
Start to bubble again back inside. So we got water all the way to the side of the free throw lane from that door, so it went quite a ways in.
Oh, wow.
Did you mention, did I hear correctly at the meeting this afternoon, you said something about a wash machine?
We approved a wash machine and dryer a while ago, but we finally have that room and we have it all hooked up. So that's kind of the next...
Yeah.
We haven't purchased one
so
yet, but they approved it a year ago. We didn't
have
to save
been
a lot.
It's been a while.
We're looking, you know, the argument we've had or going back and forth is getting something that's stackable or making sure that it's heavy duty. And we don't have a lot of heavy duty things to wash, but sometimes those rags get really gross. So anyway, but that's our hope is we'll get that taken care of and get an exhaust fan in there now that room's fixed up. So. I think now would be a good time to do that. So our ESSER grants, they've all been accepted. And now we'll, as we've gotten our approval for HVAC, we've got approval for our hot water heaters, we got approval for, part of our lighting stuff, the bringing the engineer in this Friday. So once the engineer writes his report and then we get it back to the companies to make sure they have everything in their bids to cover what the engineer said we have to do, and then we'll resubmit it to SFB. So the hope is that it'll be done so we can get them here over to Christmas break.
That's what I was going to ask. The gym, the Daniels will be ready for the Christmas program.
I don't think we're going to end up, we just talked about that today, with right now they're at a 16% positivity rate. And so...
Here, or you mean...
No, here, yes.
Oh.
Here's a 16%. And that hospitalizations have gone down, but they're expecting them to go back up from our health meeting. And so I would be really, I don't think we're going to get it. I mean, unless we see a real change, because with Thanksgiving coming up, we're going to see big family gatherings. You know what happened last year?
Mm-hmm.
We had, you know, Halloween, and then we had Day of the Dead celebrations, and then we skyrocketed this next week when we were coming in, so we ended up shutting down early. And so my guess would be that we are not, I mean, if that's what I told the people before, is if I were going to look into the Looking Glass, no. And today I told them, I'm pretty positive we won't be able to. It doesn't sound like anybody's going to do too much. But who knows? I mean, but with a 16% positivity rate, and if you remember back when we first started, we said we wanted to get it down to 5% before we had school. So we're three times higher than we were when we started to have school last year. So, you know, the fortunate thing for us is we do have a lot of people that are vaccinated. And now with the 5 to 11-year-olds, we've had kids going up and getting vaccinated. And I think we will end up with a vaccination clinic down here. The clinic, I think it's a Safeway clinic, came down and did that one during conferences, and they said they'd come back down when the other vaccine was made available. So now it's just kind of a find out when they have an opening where they can come down and do a clinic. In 1 year, I think it would be nice to make that available to anybody that wants, you know, any of the kids that want to do it, but they just can't get up there right now. The border's open, you know, so
it has been open though, hasn't it?
Well, yes and no, but
not to the people that have the visas.
Yeah.
I thought it was like people that work over here, and those people didn't be able to cross to work and everything. Like
well, it's because they're immigrated. And they live in Mexico. But now it's like, it's like the ones that have the visas to cross.
Oh, they can cross.
I know they had a thing at
they haven't been able to cross
for almost
2 years. It
was over 2 hours to get through the thing.
Really?
Wow. My wife called me. She goes, how close are you to Nogales? I go, about 60 miles as the crow flies. She goes, it's a 2-hour wait to get across the border.
Yeah.
I said, well, I guess I'm on the right side then.
So,
but
I had no idea.
Well, we have mornings where it's long wait. I mean, it just kind of depends. But
I thought it was, wow. I thought they'd have their
and they do have they need their vaccine cards in order to cross. So
oh, really?
If you don't have it, you won't be able to cross.
Hmm.
All right. So I'll go back to anyway. Our ESSER funds are approved. We are going to have more money in the ESSER funds than we thought we would because the FSB's approved things to pay for things that we had already put in the ESSER fund. So if something happens and the lighting doesn't get approved, we already had it in ESSER, we'll pay for it out of ESSER. But if it is approved, then that 30-some thousand or 40,000 goes into a little side pot and we'll go back in and rewrite that grant to spend that money later on. So I think we did a good job with that. Again, we'll know more in 3 years if the school is still in good shape and we haven't had to, you know, make a lot of cuts and things, then we did it right. But if we had to, then we find out we did it wrong. So I like our chances. I think we did do it right, but we'll see. All right, so now there's a little quirky thing that came up in the last month. And it's little if it doesn't affect you, but it's bigger when it affects you. Arizona Constitution and Arizona law, and I don't remember which one it's in. I want to say it's in the law because the Constitution was written longer ago. But anyway, there's this aggregate cap. And that aggregate cap basically is set so that schools can only spend so much taxpayer-funded money from Arizona each year. So what happened last year, last spring, it took a long time for them to settle the legislative session. They went like almost 100 days past, or maybe it was a little over 100, whatever it was longer, which made us not get our dollars, you know, our numbers, so that we could do our budget correctly. So we had to redo the budget again in September, I think it was. And so with this cap, Here's the problem. Last year they gave us more money than they've given in the past. They gave us a lump sum of money, a one-year time, one chunk of money, and the 301 money. All of that money is considered Arizona taxpayer dollars. When you lump it all together, in the state of Arizona, they gave between 1.2 and 1.5 million billion too much to the schools. So if the schools were to spend all the money that they gave us, which ultimately when they give you money, you set your budget to what money you have. It's kind of like at home. If I make this amount of money, I can do fun things for this. I pay the bills with this. I pay the house mortgage with that. I pay the car with that. You know, all that. You've got it all budgeted up. Well, when we get a dollar amount from the state, Donna takes that, takes the federal money, whatever other money we have, and we put the budget together. That's what she should be doing. Well, this year they gave us that money, and then they just said, well, you're not supposed to write Regina, what's her name? Regina something, big wig, one of the, I think, representatives or whatever. She said, well, just because we give you the money doesn't mean you're supposed to put it in your budget. What the heck's wrong with you? If you give us the money, that's where we make our budget from. So anyway, to make a long story short, hopefully it's already been pretty long, but what we are going to find out is I went to this meeting and I brought it up, and they basically told me that they're going into this legislative session, and this aggregate cap is a bargaining chip for them. If we get what we want, we'll change the aggregate cap, we'll raise it. It's a bargaining chip. Well, it's not a bargaining chip to my teachers. My teachers are going to sign off on whether they want to be part of the 301 plan or not. Mm-hmm. That's a contract. I mean, it's a contract we have. You know, it's not like their teaching contract, but it's a contract. And in that contract, it says, if you do this, 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 and this, you're going to get this amount. So what we're supposed to do is wait for them to negotiate in March. We know how well they did keeping track of time last year. By April 1st, they are going to tell us if they're going to raise the cap or not. If they say they're not going to raise the cap, we are going to have a budget cut of 10 to 12%. April, May, June, the only thing that we have left to pay, other than a little bit of food, a few rolls of toilet paper and paper towels, is salaries. And then we have the 301 money. We will not be able to, and I explained this to the teachers, because I wanted them to know up front. I explained it to the 301 committee that Linda was a part of and Donna was a part of when we found out about it about a month ago, probably. And so, at least, you know, I don't want anybody to be surprised by it, but I want them to understand this is a contract with us. But if they tell us that they're not going to raise that cap, you know, besides 301 money, there's probably going to be other things we're not going to be able to spend, that it was tax money. Now, the nice thing is we do have federal money, right? The ESSER money. We have some of that. You can only do so much creativity or creatively with federal money before you take a chance of maybe getting in trouble. So we can't take that federal money and pay our teachers their 301 money and then reimburse the federal. We can't do that. So the 301 money is going to be tougher. But if there are some other things that we have to cut the budget with, we may be able to supplement with some of that federal funding. But to me then, what I ask the teachers to do is to get busy and to write letters to their legislator and senator. Legislators and senator. I think we have one senator and two legislators, right? Isn't it that way? Mm-hmm. One and two. And let them know how important it is, because, you know, the feedback that we got at that meeting, it wasn't that important to them. And it is important. I mean, my question to them was, I have teachers that are going to make $34,000, and then they're going to have this performance plan, and they have a chance to make $5,000 or $6,000, and they're raising one or two kids and whatever else they're paying for on that salary. That $5,000 or $6,000 is very important to them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they just, you know,
they don't care.
Shrug their shoulders, kind of. Yeah. You know. So I was so frustrated when I walked out of that meeting. I was glad there wasn't anybody I didn't see any state troopers on the way back, so I was probably driving a little fast. But I was frustrated because it was just like, you know, nobody's important. And you know, so I think the only way to get to them is make them understand that if you don't do something, I'm just not going to vote for you. You know, I listened to all the different junk and, you know, them to tell me that, well, we'll use it to negotiate against this, and if they don't do this, we aren't going to do that. I don't care about all the political stuff. Settle this stuff. Take care of your people. So I will get you guys the information. I'm going to get it to Julie Campos. She's going to put a letter together for staff to send also and let them all each sign a separate one. So anyway, moving on to better things, let's say. Our after-school program's going pretty well. Linda's been in charge of it. We have, well, depending upon the day and how many show up and how many are registered, I think we have over 60 registered. They don't always show up. I think we had, 47 or 48 the other night?
We have 49 Monday, but we are registered with, I think it might have gone to close to 80.
Is it up to 80 now? I knew it was between 60 and 70.
Because I got three or four more today.
Yeah, and then I think it depends on once the sports are done, you know. What we're trying to do is each month we're doing basically 6 days. And then in December we're only going to have 3 or 4 days, but we're going to have special days for doing Christmas things. So making some Christmas ornaments and maybe decorating some cookies and things like that. So we've got it open right now to 1st through 8th graders because they're there at the end of the day and they can just roll in. We go till 4:30. But the kids that are in basketball, the kids that are in softball right now can't participate, but they can join when we roll into the next season after we come back. So we are short workers. The people that are doing it are doing a good job and they're getting through it, but I always hear people that complain they want more money, they want more hours. $25 an hour is pretty good for, I think. So when they tell me they don't want to do it, then maybe they don't need the money. I don't know. But I don't know. I think the teachers, for the most part, enjoy it. I know Ms. Mott had to put a group together at the last second, our first month, and had Legos, building blocks, about everything in her room, and I think she had like 30 kids.
Aww.
First, second, and third graders. So, you know, it's like about winding up a machine and letting 100 Super Balls fly around in that room. You know, so the kids had a blast. I mean, you know, I think I would have gone through a couple of bottles of pain reliever, but they had fun and they liked it. And so, like, we have this time, let's see, this month we've got strategic games they're playing in here. We've got different games from around the world that the Filipino teachers are teaching the kids. And I think we have, like, 25,
there's,
maybe
there's
30
right
kids.
Right now I think there's 22 kids in that group with the four teachers. And then I have a small group of that if they're doing homework, they can come to me. And we'll do homework, or I have some of the little first graders that can actually have some quiet time and they work on with the Legos and things like that.
And then we have a drawing class, and then we have a multimedia arts group going. So, trying to offer things that we don't do in school, trying to let the kids have something that's fun, that's enjoyable, that makes them want to be here. So far we've made it. I wish we could have like one or two more offerings, but we'll see. I asked again today at our meeting, so hopefully that'll happen. Our title visit, really went well. He was very happy. He felt like, from watching the videos, he felt like our staff had a lot of energy. His one comment to me was about the usage of small groups, and he thinks that our kids will benefit from that, which is some of the stuff that we're trying to get in now, the teaching reading and math and in the small learning centers. So hopefully we'll get all that rolling by the time he comes for his spring visit. Paid a really nice compliment to Julie on what a good job she did with the data. So that was nice to hear. She doesn't get as many compliments. So And she usually hides whenever she thinks anybody's going to talk about her. So, but yeah, he was very,
she
was very
said,
nice.
Not done
yeah.
yet?
Raina Borges, she passed her driving test and her training. Actually, the trainer from Tombstone is the guy who does it, and he said he would hire her in a heartbeat. She was one of the best people he had go through the training. He said she's an excellent driver, so. Mm-hmm. He said we really got lucky, so that's good. Now she can start driving for us when we need. So we have now we're up to three drivers again. Yeah. So and when we do class trips and things this year, we'll have another driver, which will be nice. Going back up to that number five on that list, December 20th and 21st. Right now we have requested that the Renaissance program does a training, and one of the little quirks that they have with attendance this year is you can have some project days. So I talked to the staff today and I told them that I was going to bring it to you. We don't have to alter our school calendar, but the teachers will put together some projects that kids can do at home for Monday and Tuesday the 20th and 21st. We had a bunch of people, it sounds like, that were planning on making it a full 2 weeks anyway. So we'll send projects home Thursday and Friday the week before. And the kids can do those projects, and then if the teachers want them back and want to grade them, they can bring them back after Christmas. If they don't want to grade them, they can just, you know, my thought was we'd do projects and they could have them, and like for the younger kids, some art different work they could have up for Christmas, you know. But some of the teachers want to give them a project and have them work on it and bring it back, so that's fine. I don't care. But if we can get this Renaissance training and I know Julie's been working on it for quite a while, and we've already sent the PO and everything. They'll come in and they'll teach our teachers how to go into Renaissance and pull all the data from the testing. If you remember, we switched from, in the old days, they used to do DIBLS and NWEA, and now, then we went to just NWEA, and now we're just at Renaissance. And the reason we switched from NWEA was twofold. One, NWA was a nightmare to go into personally. The only person that really did it on staff was Julie. Julie had to do all the data digging for every teacher. Okay, and if the teachers aren't going to be able to go in and get to the data easily, it doesn't make sense to have it, because if you're not going to use the data, all we're doing is doing our reporting four times a year. So why have it? Renaissance is, I don't know, I want to say at least half or a third of the time of the testing.
About half.
Yeah, and so we get the testing done in less time. When you go in to dig into the data, Renaissance, and we may have to purchase something else with it. I don't remember. We'll find out when they come and train us. But there's a way with Renaissance where you can test every other Friday if you want, and you can get up-to-date data on what the kids know in their math, what the kids know in their reading in ELA. You can set it up so that if the kid did not master it and become proficient, you can write a worksheet just for that kid on what they need to work on. It's really, really a good program. I believe the teachers are going to really like it. It's what I went to, and when I was in Minnesota, we switched over from NWEA to this. The teachers loved it because they could go into it. It wasn't intimidating. It was easy to access the data. It was easy to test the kids. Some of them just tested every Friday. Some tested every other Friday. They made their own worksheets. As soon as they were done with the test, the teachers could go in, punch in whatever it was they weren't proficient at, they correlated a worksheet for them, and they had a worksheet for review, and they could come back and then retest on Monday. So Julie and I have talked a little bit about it, and she thinks we may have to purchase something, and she may be right. But we'll find out if we have to purchase something for that individual plan, we'll purchase it for next year. But it's a huge advantage when you can look at each individual kid. And so Brees' worksheet's not the same as Mr. Olmos', it's not the same as Dawn's. You all have what you need to work on. And we're not going to give all of you the same worksheet. If you've already mastered most of it, why? So I'm just hopeful that we get them. It's still a little bit up in the air, but it sounded like we should be able to get them here. Our goal is really to get them here on the 20th, and then on the 21st, use that as a day for the teachers to go in. It's a six-hour training with the specialist coming. So, it costs us a few thousand dollars. But If we can get the if we get 10 teachers to dig into the data and use it, it's well worth what we spend, because our kids will benefit. And I think the biggest thing, it's like anything else that we're doing. I mean, we're trying a lot of new things that I know that, you know, Linda and some of the other teachers would probably cuss me out under their breath some this year, maybe, because we've thrown a lot at them. But when you think about the fact that we weren't able to do anything new last year, you know, and so really it put us a year behind. So now this year we just caught up. We just did everything in 1 year, you know. And I know that probably wasn't, you know, I wasn't going to get, you know, superintendent of the year for it. But anyway, I think they're getting it. And I just like the fact that he had some good things to say with our staff. He liked some of the things we were doing. The one thing he did want to see, I said, was some more small group work. So I think we'll get there. Let's see. The last thing I have this year is part of the school improvement plan. Oh, all right. So the other thing with 301 and school improvement plan, and I don't remember if I told you guys or not, but Julie ran the numbers off of last year's tests. And we ended up, if last year's AZ merit test would have worked, would have counted, we were going to be, was it 0.018 or 0.18 or 0.17 or point, I don't remember, it was really close, but
there was like a cutoff line between, I don't even remember the phrasing.
Yeah, it was D and F school. It used to call it the D and F schools. Yeah. And we were like right up here. We were just about
like the cutoff line between underperforming and above that, we were like
here.
Just above.
Yeah. So, hey, as long as we're above it, it's like being underwater and being able to breathe. You know, so I mean, first thing we got to do is get to where we're a C school. And that would have put us at a C-, but we're still in that C range.
Right.
You know, and then we can raise it from there.
Well, I think we went through with COVID, that's pretty amazing.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think who would have thought that we would have raised ourselves after that year and a half?
Yeah.
So I told the teachers I thought that was really good. But I think the biggest thing is it shows we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can always come up with all the problems that we have, because good Lord knows there's plenty of things that challenge us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but doggone it, between the teachers and the kids, they did it in a year that we shouldn't have. So now we've got all this new stuff that we're putting in and
there
using.
There were some 50, I don't think it was 50 districts. It must have been 50 schools who did not as well as we did with all of the disadvantages
in Arizona.
We have there in Arizona.
Really?
So I think that's something to be...
I was really happy when she asked me, do you want some good news? And I said, any day I can get good news, I'll take it. So,
other circumstances, other schools disagree.
Right. So anyway, I've got a plan to spend some of your money, okay? As an incentive to help get us up into the C and B range and to stay there in the years to come, I think once we get there, I think we'll be fine. I think it's just the biggest thing is to get there. What I would like to do is use some of the federal money that we have just freed up because of some of this FSB funding that we got and take and use it as incentive money, kind of like a retention bonus, only for a school improvement bonus. Take $500 for each of the employee, each teacher. I want to include the pairs. I want to include everybody in that 500. And with that, what I want to do is, and I told everybody, but that now this means you need to stop speaking Spanish. You need to stop being on your phones. If you get written up for it, you're out of the bonus. It's the way it is. You can get one warning and you're out. That's it. And obviously, it's like anything else, you know, you're not going to catch everything, but we'll try to do our best. If everybody will make an effort, and I know it's hard. I know Spanish is native tongue. I know, and you know, the first thing you think of is you want to, it's kind of like when I drop something heavy on my foot. I might say a language that others probably haven't heard me say too much. But when I've got my grandson standing next to me and I drop something on my foot, those four-letter words are not going to roll out of my mouth.
Right.
And so if I can do that, I know we can do it. And every time we stop and don't speak Spanish, it's going to benefit our kids. We have to get our kids to speak English, and that's a battle.
Well, it's a proven fact, though, because my aunt taught in Douglas all her career, and if they, because when they go home, they're speaking Spanish. And so that's why it's really important for our teachers to be speaking English at school, to where they can absorb as much of it as they can, because they're going to be back the next morning trying to pick it back up.
Those 7 hours that we get them, those 7 hours, we need it to be English.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, so I don't know, but you know, money motivates some people.
Right.
For the teachers, taking some of our funding that we're going to get from some of these different sources, we can put together a $2,000 bonus. And we are able to do that because we have some of that funding tied to that 301 money that came. So we can take $1,500 of that money out of that pot over here. The only problem is we can't pay it, obviously, until the cap's raised. But using that funding and then taking $500 from the federal funding and putting it together, we can make it a $2,000 bonus for that. Everybody gets $500 from the federal pot. That's as free as fair as I can get. But since we have that other money that we can use for teachers, we can use that. And if that's not an incentive for the classroom teachers to believe in their kids and to try to push them as hard as we can and get them going, I don't know what is. I don't know. The way we would pay it would be whoever was teaching the year, we won't find out until the following fall. So we won't know what we're rated this year until next September or October.
Yeah, that came through in like September.
It was kind of towards the end of September, if I remember right. So sometime, so we would then, what we would do is we would pay everybody that was employed the year before. But I want to throw it at you guys, and then we'll vote on it in December. I just wanted to have a conversation, answer any questions with you guys, let you know what I'm thinking. And I know that from the beginning I said we want to use this money and we want to spend it so that it benefits us for 7 to 10 years. I truly think if we can get over the hump and we can get to being a C school or higher, I think that's going to benefit us for the next 7 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. And so that's my thought with that. It's not just we made it last year. Will we make it again this year? I truly think we will, because we've done a lot more things. But there's never a, you know, you it, it goes to how each kid takes every test. Do they answer the questions? Do they think about them? All of that kind of stuff. So I think I hit everything that I had on both of my sheets. So any questions by anybody? Anything you want me to clarify or anything you want to just talk about? Question.
Christmas vacation, from what day to what day?
Well, if we do the project thing, then the kids would be able to leave on that Friday would be their last day. They could do the project over that 2 week period of Christmas, but they have a two day project they're going to have to do. The 20th and 21st would be project days, and we are able to count those as attendance days. And then anybody that got the project either that Thursday or Friday, and or depending upon if the teachers are grading it, brought it back, would be counted present those days.
So what's Christmas vacation? Technically right now.
Technically we're starting on Wednesday and we go through the Monday after January 1st.
Oh, okay. Which is usually what we do, I think. The third.
Okay. No, because I heard that we were coming back on the 10th. I was like, no.
Bisbee is.
The 10th?
You were talking to your son.
No, it was somebody that had kids.
I think Bisbee's coming back on the 10th. I think Palomino's
well,
is
coming back.
Well,
that doesn't mean that they won't be coming back
on the 6th.
Well, yeah.
So we're going to be getting out the same time as us?
They're getting out
18th or 19th, that Friday.
They're doing a Mrs. Boston. Get as many weekends in as possible.
Yeah. Which I was just thinking about that. You know, you two are the only two left of the brigade. You know, and so
Miss Sally,
right? So there's three of you, and so, and like you guys, the information you retain and all the experience you have. I don't know what we'd do without it, really. And the time that you give, and like Mrs. Mott, you know, all these years. So it's really, it's, I know my kids benefited from it, and Ms. Morgan also. So I appreciate it.
And Brisa's still doing the thing she did in kindergarten.
She not gonna, she has nothing to say. You know, so
she said they used to.
Stop when you have one year old teacher sitting to watch.
Seriously. I don't think she will remember.
Any questions or anything? Anything else? No? Mm-hmm. Okay. So for February, we'll bring a few things back. We'll have that evaluation. You guys will have your homework done.
December. Did I say February?
Where
are you going?
Talk about 360, and then I just revert back. So then we'll have anything that I add in here that you'll need to vote on, we'll have for you guys.
So what's our tentative for December?
There's the first Tuesday is the 7th, the 2nd is the 14th.
7th and the 14th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, either one's good with me.
So, got a question. Is that ASBA the 15th?
Yeah.
Must be, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
how's it going to work with your schedule? Do you have a set schedule yet?
Nothing.
When he doesn't know. He's shooting from the air.
Playing it by ear.
We'll work with it.
Yeah.
So you want to earmark the 7th?
If we could meet the 7th, it would be better because I'm going to go. I'm going to that ASBA because Briso is going to go, but I'm going to go for her.
I have a wedding that week.
You don't need a whole week.
I need to go destroy it before they.
If you're getting married, I can see it. But just to go to a wedding doesn't take a whole week to plan.
But you know, but going to a wedding is a lot of it. There's a lot of
you get a dress. You get a card. Maybe give them a money if you like them. Otherwise, just give them a card.
Is it the annual?
We can take it to the party afterwards. Rolling men are right.
16th and 17th. So if you want to, if you guys, either of you two want to go. I thought I forwarded you that to you in an email, but
you did.
If you want to go, let me know because I can get us registered. I'm going to go. And on Wednesday, the morning session is about being the board president, and the afternoon session.
Why'd you look at me?
Because I told her she needed to go.
Yeah.
He did.
She was going to go, and then...
I have a wedding.
But see, okay, so the wedding is on the 17th, and it is in Phoenix.
Oh, you're already there.
I'm already. See? But then I have to carry my whole gang. How are they going to get up there?
Greyhound.
I can give you a ride on Tuesday and drop you off at the motel. You stay at the motel, I'll drive.
Tim's going to cart you on up there even.
Seriously. So that's my thing is like...
I don't know.
Almost is thinking about it if he can work it in. See some.
Yeah, I would have to see what my schedule.
It's a nice motel, the same one we were at that time.
And where's it going to be at?
It's at it's up in Scottsdale on the north side of the 101.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a really nice Marriott. It's really nice. You have to pay for parking except when you have the room. You don't. It's in part of your room, but Risa kept giving me her card so I could get out so I didn't have to pay for parking.
There you go.
Okay, we have time.
Yeah. It just, to get into that Marriott, if you want to go, I would say you got about a week or maybe two to figure it out.
Okay.
At the max. Still fill up. And then there's not that many really nice ones up there by that.
They got some good food, too.
They had really, yeah, they did have really good food. And they have a huge room full of free things.
I'll go.
They'll have stuff where you're going.
So it's the 15th, 16th, and 17th?
The 15th is the two special sessions. I can't remember what the afternoon one is, but the morning one is the board president. The afternoon one is...
I didn't
write it down?
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry.
Are you going to be there for all three?
I was going for the Wednesday because I was going to get the stuff for the board president one. And then I think it's either about equity in the classroom or something. So, but that was what I told her. She's the only one that's never been a board president, so she should go to it and
get rehoned for it.
Well, yeah. I mean, we tried to push her into that position last year, but
equity.
Oh, look at that, the eyebrows. She's thinking about it now.
I know. She already told me she would do it. She was going to go to the meeting, and she was fine.
President Romero.
Well.
That's really nice.
Yeah, has a little ring to it. Let's all vote on it now.
So, anyway, if you guys want to go, just let me know if you can within the next week. That way I can make sure you get a room there. 2 weeks is the cutoff for registering for a room. So.
Can you just email us again one more time, the date, just to make sure? Please.
That'll remind me tomorrow.
I think it was 15, 16, and 17.
It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Right,
Wednesday,
and Thursday, those Friday. Those are the dates.
Yeah. And your wedding's the 17th, piece of cake. An extra day up there just to plan, wait for the game, relax.
And you don't have to be there the 17th, you can be there the 15th and 16th. Just not the 17th.
Yeah, she's thinking.
I am. Because those meetings are very interesting, actually.
They are really good meetings. They really
I do
are.
Like them. But
there are a lot of, plus she really likes to walk around that area where they give away all the free stuff.
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
I love
and
that.
And sign thing. Everybody up.
Yeah.
Oh, you need somebody to talk to here. Tim Macklin. The school's number, 520.
He doesn't give me cards, but I write him a post-it.
I don't have any business cards.
Oh, I just write him a little post-it and put them in there.
See, and the only two people in the school cheaper than me are her and Miss Elias, so that's, we don't waste much.
Women's world.
People, yeah, they give me grief at these meetings. Where's your business card? My secretary and business manager won't let me get it.
I'm all out.
So, I know.
They're here somewhere. Yeah.
But,
construction paper.
So, yeah, but if you guys can go there, it is very good. I would recommend if we could get everybody to go, I think it would be wonderful, but I'll send it out again tomorrow.
Okay.
So, and then I'll have the afternoon, whatever the afternoon is on that Wednesday. Because, see, now then, I would just not register one of you guys and let one of you, if you said you two wanted to go, I would just let you go as me. Or you could be me. We already paid. If we paid for one, we don't have to have two. I was just going, ask Donna, I was just going to get you information. So I was just trying to be helpful. I could wait and go on Thursday.
Well, he needs a vacation.
I know. Guy just got home.
Yeah, but I mean like a real vacation.
The honey-do list for him is like three sections long from ceiling to
the
floor.
So you do need a vacation.
And you have a good excuse now.
So, all right. I think we're good then. Is that, are we going to go the 7th? Does that work for everybody? The 7th?
Yeah,
that
works.
Okay, 5:15.
Okay.
All right. And I would like to make a motion to adjourn at 6:15 p.m.
I'll second.
Aye.